The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Live off the record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamar, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank of Trust, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, Storm Frame, Tampa General Hospital, and Wendy's.
You come to me, give me everything. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. If you are in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. You can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. I have a text right off the bat. Say, good afternoon, sir. I heard the song is Papa Back. Papa isn't back. I don't know nothing but no Papa being back, but I'm getting in the F&M business today. I'm getting in the F&M's business today. So, you know, I'm getting in the F&M's leadership business today. Don't ask me, but nobody meeting. I don't know, but nobody's meeting. I don't know what happened in the meeting. I saw something, but old people gathered outside of this, that, and the next thing. I don't know. Nothing but no meeting. But I thought that there are some things about the dialogue, the discussion about the Free National Movement's leadership that I find disturbing on the one hand, ignorant on the other hand, and just probably a little outrageous on yet another hand, okay? And so I thought we might look at it today just not to talk about who can be the leader and who shouldn't be the leader. That's not my point today at all. But to put into perspective, I think, certain things, right? Clearly, the Free National Movement's leadership following upon the last election is an issue that is ripe within the Free National Movement and across the country at large. Even the Progressive Liberal Party weighs in on it from time to time, or at least members or supporters of that party, right? And there are now people who are mounting articles on Facebook or elsewhere talking about who shouldn't or should be the leader of the Free National Movement. There's even candidate people whose names are being put forward who are denying that they are doing so, and so forth and so forth. And the truth of the matter is, I know that there is a fair amount of interest that a number of persons have in being the leader of the Free National Movement. They could deny it all they want. That's a reality. They are doing the calls. They are making the calls to donors and supporters and former leaders and the like, and they are trying to drum up some support for that notion, even though some of them are seeking to pretend to play as if that's not really what the intent is. There are at least four persons I know who are clearly interested in the leadership of the Free National Movement. And that does not even include the current leader of the Free National Movement, Mr. Michael Pintar. So I thought that, I hear people who are saying, they almost talk as if Michael Pintard made himself leader of the Free National Movement, and that in order for there to be another leader of the Free National Movement, Michael Pintard needs to remove himself. if it is certainly true that if the leader resigns, then you can have room for getting another leader. That's certainly true. But if a man believes that he remains the most viable and the best option for a party in terms of leadership, you can't fault a man for that. And then asking him, or somebody's demanding or arguing about him not resigning, doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. Because the truth of the matter is, Free National Movement wouldn't need its leader to resign in order to get another leader. All they need is a convention. And at the convention, all the players, if you're interested, you could go ahead and put yourself forward to the convention, and the convention could decide upon its leader. I hear people talking, oh, it shouldn't be this one. It shouldn't be that one. It shouldn't be the next one. Well, that's for a convention to decide. Why a man can't think, I should be the leader? If Rollins believed he should be it, let him put himself forward. If Crazy Thompson believes he should be it, let him put himself forward. If Cartwright believes he should do it, he should put himself forward. Michael Pinter believes he should stay. He should keep put himself forward. This is a democratic process. What's the problem? What's the problem? Why you got to shoo off a person, right? And say the FNM will lose if this one happens and the next thing happens. That's a convention's wisdom that has to determine what they think is best for them going forward. And you could go to convention this year. You could go to leadership convention next year. You could select a leader this year or next year. That don't mean that be the person you will take who will take you into the next general election as a leader, because you can have an additional convention before that. So you don't really know, right? So all of this kind of, to me, if the Free National Movement isn't careful, it will probably create more harm for itself than not. And I hear some of these potential candidates saying things like, you know, I want to continue to foster unity in the party. You're still talking foolishness, man. Let me tell you what unity really is. You ain't united with people unless you're united with people. You can't be united in public and undermining people in private. So don't fool yourself, right? I mean, if you're united with somebody, you got to be that in private and in public. You have got to demonstrate that in every action you take. You can't be on your own, doing your own thing in the corner over there and still talking about Jews, one party. You're not. You know when you're one party? When you get together and you agree on what the mission is, you agree on what the objectives and aims are, and then you together cooperate, coordinate, and collaborate toward getting that done. Doing it with your heart, man. I remember one time I heard some colleagues saying, we were having a discussion. People were saying, you know, we need to put on a united front. I said, you can't put on a united front if you don't have a united back. It can't happen. Unity is not a performance. Unity is not some drama you go on a stage and perform for somebody. Unity is an actual commitment to be together doing things for the benefit of the whole. That's what it is. It's in your heart and in your mind. It's a commitment. So, but you can't get mad with people if they have ambition to become leader. You cannot. You cannot do that. You can't and you shouldn't do that. Any leader, current or past or future, shouldn't begrudge a person, a woman or a man, for wanting to be leader. That's a God-given right in a free and democratic society. All you gotta do is say, well, who can choose? They can choose? Well, I got to go make my best pitch to them. That's all you do. You can't get mad with people. And then when it's all said and done, be united. Some of y'all, you're just like them children who, when you don't get your way, you pick up your basketball, carry it home and say, well, ain't nobody playing basketball in this court no more. Or somebody take a bottle, break in the court and say, well, ain't nobody playing basketball no more. Because you're selfish, you're egotistical, and you don't mean nobody well except yourself. And if you don't get the point, which is that the Free National Movement, the Progressive Liberal Party, and any other political party exists to be the government. And to do that, you have got to be impressive enough to a large enough segment of the population in order to be elected by them. That's the reality. That's the mission. And if you go do stupidness, undermining this one, talking bad with that one, bringing this one down and bringing the next one down and so forth and so forth. That's not going to help you succeed in that process. I don't care if you was a present, past, or future leader in the Free National Movement or the Progressive Liberal Party. You go in your private corner, hash out your issues. Don't hash out personality conflicts. Hash out the issues with people. And when you're done, you come out and you speak with and act, speak with one voice and act with one body. That's what is required. Otherwise, you spend all kind of energy. The leader got to spend all kind of energy counteracting. Well, this one just called that one. This one just said that about this one. The next one just said that about the next one, and so forth and so forth. That ain't necessary. And there's nothing wrong with the group saying, we believe we should go this way. That's the group's view. The population might have other things to say, but you got to listen all around. So the notion, this first notion is what I'm trying to dispel, is this. Michael Pintard is not leader because he simply decided to be. He was chosen by a convention to be the leader. So some people say, the convention is when you lose the election, you resign, and so forth and so forth. Then he resigned. He lost in 92. And you could resign, but if you come back, what's the difference? If your group decides, no, don't resign, we're going to allow a period of time before convention, and then we'll deal with it. Why are you blaming Mr. Pintard? It makes no sense to me. So that's the first thing. Mr. Pintard is the leader of the Free National Movement because his convention decided that he should be. And since election, his council agreed that he should continue to be. And mad with man for. Like it's his fault that he's the leader. You want him to do your job. Some of them want him to do their job. They want him to resign so they can make it easy for them to go and do what they're already doing, which is campaigning to be leader. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Managing your investments just got easier with RF Bank and Trust. You can now deposit funds directly into your investment account from any local bank using your brokerage cash account number. It's simple, secure, and funds are available within 1 to 2 business days. Just log into RF Online to find your account number, add RF Bank and Trust as a payee in your preferred banking app, and send your funds directly to your RF account. To learn more, visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust, money at work.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Since 1999, Storm Frame Windows has been the name Bahamians trust for authentic, tested, impact-rated windows and doors. 26 years. Zero failures during Hurricane Dorian. Somewhere, a hurricane is still filing a complaint. Protect your biggest investment. Call Storm Frame Windows at 325-6633. Storm Frame Windows, proven since 1999. Undefeated ever since.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Now, let me tell you all something, right? You all may not believe me, but this is the God honest truth, and Almighty God could vouch for this. I didn't see the headline in the Guardian today. I did not see the Guardian's headline today. I was just alerted to the Guardian's headline today. So this stuff that I haven't even read the article. I'm really only now seeing the headlines that's pushed for early F&M convention. And that's the God of his truth. I had not seen it. I don't know what that article says. And so, but that's something anyway. So my initial point is Spintad is leader because his convention determined it to be so. His council, falling upon the election, asked him. That's first point. Second point, if there is a determination for others to contest the leadership at a convention, well, that's totally within their right to do so. And I don't think that people vying for an open seat in a convention represents undermining at all. I think that's the democratic essence of the process. So no one should say if someone vies for this, they're against the party and they're being disunited. I think that undermining people in their positions as they are in that position outside of a contest for that position, I think is undermining. And they can do what they want and say what they want. To the best of my knowledge, there could be some of that happening. Oh, sugar. Let me read some of these texts because that Guardian headline threw me right off. It says, I'm so fed up with some of these F&Ms right now. Always so controversial and deceitful, man. Suck my teeth, says this text. Don't know what to believe. Why in the hell they can't wait for a convention? The PLP narrative is winning. Well, so you're right, Z, bunch of cutthroats. Now, I didn't call people bunch of cutthroats. I'm just saying, I'm describing what amount to undermining. See, we're smart. We know who they are. All right. Well, you know. See, the problem is that you live in a small society, man. And then some of the things, like you can see what's going on. You can see what's happening. You can literally see it unfold. I watched the House of Assembly on a number of occasions, and I watched the demeanor and the rapport between members on both sides of the political divide. And you can tell watching some things because we communicate more by body language, non-verbal gestures, than we do by words. And you could tell for the entire time, Michael Pindad was leader of the Free National Movement, and Dr. Hubert Minnis was sitting in House Assembly. You could tell by his posture, he wasn't doing it in Michael Pindad. And you could tell today the extent to which some, I recall at one point a speaker on the FNM side was speaking, and in full bloom, then he had an intervention with the speaker, and then the leader, because the FNM speaker had ceased to speaking, and the leader went to get up to make an intervention with the speaker, and homeboy shush and tell the leader sit down. My God, I looked at that and I go, for real? Really, you would do that to your leader? Really? But you watch it. It says, now Pintad has to face a million ministers. At least Minnis showed his hand. Eventually, the PLP is having a field day. Oh, why worry about that? You ain't worried about that. The PLP got their issues as well. Don't worry about that. That's not here nor there for me. I don't buy you. When have you known the FNM or PLP not to have issues of infighting and all that? When? And they still win. Minnis was displaced as leader of the opposition with Loretta Butler Turner, was faced with a contest against him at a convention, came out of the convention, and the party went on to win the election. So please. So Zide is trying to frustrate Mr. Pindad, trying to frustrate him. No, I think if people are doing what they want to do to achieve what they want to achieve, if frustration is the end, that seems quite rather petty to me. There are people who are trying to change the leadership. There are people who are vying to be the leader and so forth. They're not trying to frustrate. Now, he may get frustrated, but I don't think that's the aim. So I'm wondering if that comment by Ingram about finding a leader who could win was intentional to stir up this mess. Well, whether it was intentional or not, it may have stirred up this mess. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. FNM have some real challenges, but the Ministry of Education, Mr. Lang, have some really, really troubling issues to the point that it is possible in about 3 years there could be an influx of foreign teachers to the ratio of 35% to 45%. People who do not speak proper English, that is how poorly negotiations have broken down. Yeah, I got you, but we ain't talking about that just now. This text says, I suggest, we're not getting that. So many of us have nothing against Pintad. He was given the opportunity and chance to be leader, but Pintad has proven that his ability has not really demonstrated he can with competence, says that text. Okay. Text says, good day, Lang. The PLP is like, what's going on in the FNM? To them, their mind is distracted from them. We don't need this right now. We need for the government to answer the people. We ain't serious. If the hatred continues in the FNM, the COI could be the government or the opposition. Stay tuned. Yeah, okay. So you see, should we blame election losses on the leader? Every leader has to take ultimate responsibility for the outcome of an election, whether it is in fact their fault or not. That is how our system is. If you win, you are hailed as hero. If you lose, that's how it flows. So it's not a question of whether you were in fact the reason, but you led. And that's how it goes. So you can't be second guessing that. Now that's our process. That's our system. It is what it is. Like, yes, the buck stops there. And so, I mean, but again, people have lost and came back and won again. Mr. Christie lost an election, came back and won. Ingram lost an election, came back and won. You know, so, you know, it's possible, right? But you can't be, listen, man, this is a business for grown men and women. That's what Mr. Michael Pintard said, right? Grown men and women. And you can't be, I won't take anything personal. You jerk me up all you want, doing this and that and the next thing, man. You keep your eye on the prize. That's the business. That's leadership. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Ling, how you doing?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Right, man, this is a very interesting topic, right? And plus, this here, right? What you think about this? I have three quick questions, right? One is a statement. Yeah, Mr. Pintard is a very articulate individual, right? We all know that, right? That's a fact. Let's just put that out there, right? But sometimes, and he could be a nice person, but sometimes nice person and being articulate don't make you popular. Sometimes people just don't gravitate towards you. So that's probably what the problem is there. But three quick questions, right? One, Branville McCartney. I think that's an option that the F&M could go to. You think that he could still lacing up the boots and get battle ready? Or you think that ship done sailed? Second question, right, is that this is a unique situation is, right, whereas that, bear in mind, Papa came from the PLP. Probably, right, probably the F&M themselves cut deep into the PLP, right, because they have the deep bench. They have a plethora of people to pick from. I think Mr. Cooper would make a very good leader. How easy would you think it is to persuade him to cross over? And plus also, right, I think that is a possibility, is a percentage chance that you could actually get Sebastian to cross over. What you think about those two possibilities?
And let me tell you something. What you just put forward to me, one, in terms of Bramble McCartney.
That's just my opinion. I just throwing it out there.
Yeah,
now.
But that's all it could be. It can't be facts.
Right.
No problem, right? Bramble McCartney, if he decides to rejoin the F&M and wants to contest for a seat, then that's possible. You know, he could do it. This isn't a question of your wanting to do so. You know, it's a question of the convention electing you to do so. And I don't see a possible chance in hell a convention of the F&M anytime soon electing Bramble McCartney to lead them. Just like I don't see a possible chance in hell. In other words, let me put it like this. Water will freeze over in hell before the F&M gets a Kester Cooper or a Sebastian to be its leader. Water will freeze, literally freeze in hell before that happens. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. Sebastian and a Kester Cooper ain't no Hubert Ingram. No. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Creamy, crispy, meet the BK Bacon Ranch Crispy Chicken. Golden crunchy chicken filet, topped with smoky bacon, creamy ranch, and all the flavor you're hungry for. It's crispy, it's savory, it's ranch-loaded deliciousness in every bite. Don't settle for an ordinary chicken sandwich. Head to Burger King and grab a BK Bacon Ranch Crispy Chicken combo with onion rings and a drink. Make lunch loud. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity Personal Loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
You try to rest, roll with the best. All your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This is a Facebook message. Say, thanks, Shivago Lang. They talking sugar. I only could imagine what that means. This text says, Mr. Lang, this election was unprecedented. So much money was spent by the Big Blue. No matter who the leader was, they wouldn't have won. This was a BUY election, laugh out loud. This text says, tell this caller Brian Waken with his cousin Minis. Say, Sabas, mother sick. Sabas. Please. Chester Cooper? What that gonna do for you? Really? For the FNF? You realize that when Mr. Ingram was brought in as leader of the FNF, he was in the PLP no more, right? They kicked him out. Okay? There's no man sitting there waiting for the PLP to win and be in power. You go get some bars for what? Get Chester Cooper for what? For what? The FNM has much more enlightened choices than that. Much more. This text is, Mr. Lang, what are your personal views of Mr. Ingram's remarks afternoon? I'd spoken to that already. I share the leader's view that the remarks were unhelpful in its timing. I didn't think that there was anything that was incorrect about them, but the timing and the manner in being as public as it was unhelpful. But it is what it is. I mean, Ms. Ingram has earned the right to say whatever the heck he wishes. You know, that's just how it goes. I deal with it, says, I suspect the FNM leadership has made a decision to quell all the leader talk in the market. I think it's a good decision because clearly there are forces who will use the who shouldn't be leader noise to sow discord, tell kingdom come. Have a vote, move forward. So let Joe Beck, Kobe Davis resign and no distraction. This text says, I could tell you money's powerful. If the COI had money, most likely they would have won. 75% of the people who voted PLP, they voted for what they have gotten. They ain't vote for the betterment of the country. Okay. Okay. So what if the FNM had money? What if the FNM had more money? You going straight to the COI. Says, in my opinion, the project being undertaken by Michael Pintard is the most tangible evidence of leadership that I have seen from any political candidate in the past 20 years. What he's done tangibly speaks to strategy and progress and the ability to bring people together to accomplish a goal. This goes beyond handing out school bags, picking up garbage, grocery bags, all of it. I agree with you 100%. In fact, I heard somebody say that maybe he's a good MP and the project shows that he's a good MP, but I think that's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. Many of the same people who can mention these kinds of things might have themselves offer for leadership, right? And so forth and so forth. They had no project at all to show or demonstrate that they were leader, but they were put forward, right? Take Celinden as an example, right? What project did Celinden have before he became the leader of the PLP? What project? What tangible something could somebody have pointed to that Celinden would have done outside of his own professional career and the immense articulation and what have you, charisma he had? It would not have been a project of things that he would have marshaled that anybody could point to. And the same thing is true for many of people who led, many, right? Even Mr. Ingram, right? When Mr. Ingram came to leadership, what project would he, well, Ingram is a little different because Ingram was Minister of Housing. And Mr. Ingram probably had the most successful housing program in the country as a minister. So let me correct that. He had that to point to. But he also had his tenure in government and the experience of that too. But you can't say a man does these things he does and not only demonstrates that he can be a good MP. That's nonsense talk, man. Nonsense talk, because people who come to be in positions who have had not in their history and still rise to be leader. Leadership is about being able to see what needs to be done, to set about a strategy to get it done, that's to change things for the better, and to be able to galvanize resources, human and otherwise, so that they can work together to get the thing done. And Michael Pintard has demonstrated that. That's a fact. And the same set of people, if Michael Pintard believed the FNM when Minus won in 2017, Michael Pintard would have been the Prime Minister of Bahamas too. Because nobody can tell me Dr. Minus won that election in 2017. There were many people who were in doubt, great doubt of the FNM's victory in 2017 until Mr. Ingram came and spoke on them last couple of rallies, or the one rally when everybody said, oh, sugar, people them get all excited. People voted out Mr. Christie. And how do you know? They voted Mr. Christie out. They even the seat he was contesting for, he lost. By the way, let me tell some people this, right? I hear people say all the time that the leader has to have a seat, the leader has to have a seat. Y'all obviously who say that do not understand how our system works. On the day the House is dissolved, in order to go to election, there is no one with a seat. So Mr. Christie, Mr. Ingram, or Celinden weren't vying for their seats because they had no seats. All seats were vacant. So every single person, every candidate who is vying for a seat in an election is a seatless person. That's why they are vying for the seat. That ain't their seat. You can be re-elected for a seat you once held. But once you see that House is dissolved, there are no members of parliament and nobody has a seat. And one of the ways you could figure that out is sometimes they rename the seats. So if the seat is yours, they rename the seat. So, well, now it was this, now St. James, and so now you which one, what is it? No, that's nonsense. They're all seatless wonders on election day. This text says, I will agree with one thing. Our population in general is not swayed by substance. It is why we have high-ranking politician one allegedly dealing cocaine and say he has no scruples buying support for $500 and a fridge, and my people love to have it so. Wow, that's hard and heavy. This text says the house burning down and they worrying about who has the spare key. Good afternoon, huh? Well said. Say, the remarks made by former Prime Minister Ingram to Pintard, in my view, isn't negative. Since Pintard lost two by-elections and one general election, he should resign. Young man or not, he was given an opportunity to lead, but he proved fruitless. That's not the point. The point, no one is saying that Mr. Ingram's remarks were negative. That's not, and I don't recall anyone saying that. At least I didn't say it, but we're saying, which some of us may hold the view, well, in the circumstance, on the occasion, it was said in that public way, you know, it was unhelpful. You know, that's what some people might view. And so, well, what's wrong with that? If Mr. Ingram could say what he said, why can't some people believe what they believe about the way he said it and when he said it and how he said it? Right? What's the problem? Nobody's saying it's negative. And there's not a question of Michael Pintard being a young man. Michael Pintard is not a young man per se. Right? That's not the issue. He's the leader of the Free National Movement, period. Right? He's the leader of the Free National Movement, period. Now, if you believe his having lost two by-elections, what have you, and the general election that means he shouldn't be the leader anymore, then that's fine. But you're saying he should resign. Your council, the council did not require or demand that he resign. So why say he needs to resign? Why you don't say the council need to fire him? Why don't I say that? Say it that way. Says, great show as usual. Now remember I said my personal opinion on Sebastian and Chester crossing over. Boy, I tell you, never say never. Never say never, my brother. My brother, you listen to me. They can cross over. They can cross over, but that wasn't what you said. You said to be leader. That ain't gonna happen, bro. I could tell you that ain't gonna happen. Let me say it like this, with 99.999% accuracy, I will say that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a break for news. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We'll be back after.
Through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, where we are all up in the F&M's business. Apparently, there was a leadership council meeting last night. Or met on Tuesday night, sorry, at the home of former leader Tommy Turnquest. How the God, you know that. And to discuss the way forward and raise questions about the leadership. Mr. Guardian's article is able to say with definitiveness several council members, including Turnquest and former Deputy Prime Minister Brent Simonet, will not confirm that the meeting in fact happened. But Simonet did tell the Guardian and asked that he thinks there should be an early convention. Says, I think they should hold an early convention and any and every post is available for a person to apply. And if the current leader wants to apply, I don't see any reason why he shouldn't. That's exactly what I said. And whether he gets elected again is another issue. Exactly. Let the convention decide. So he asked what the benefit of an early convention would be. He said, usually in the Westminster system, if you look at the former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram, for instance, Ingram resigned as leader and then subsequently resigned his seat, but he lost as Prime Minister, which is slightly different from Pintard. So Pintard took us into election and lost. Former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis took us into election and lost, and people wanted his resignation. So it's only reasonable that we go into a convention with the leader seeking to either have himself re-elected or resign to his post, or resign his post and not run, whichever is his decision. So responding to another question submitted, repeated, I see no reason for him not having an opportunity to run. People expressed shock that anybody would know that there was a meeting and so forth in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Really? Seriously? You making calls around the place, the people telling people you think you could be leader and you don't think that can get out? It's the Bahamas. We have a call on the line. Go.
Hello. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Good afternoon, Hello. My friend. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, good afternoon. Listen. I'm listening to you.
I'm fine. Listen, there was a time, I can't remember the dates, okay, or the year, but there was a time when I felt like you and Mr. Branwell McCartney were supposed to be leader of the FNM, okay? I can't remember which date it was, but I can tell you now, sir, even though you say you don't want nothing to do with it, but let me tell you something. You is the only person right now that can lead the FNM into victory. You could be prime minister in 2031 or 2030, whenever the next election is called. I'm telling you this because this is what I feel in my spirit. Okay? You might believe it, but this is what I'm telling you, and this is what I feel. Okay? You have a nice day.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for calling. This text says, we have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, good man. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm okay. You know, I sit down many times and I listen to people call the show and, you know, give their opinions on things. One of the problems I'm having is, why are we so shallow-minded? Why are we not critical enough to think about this truth? Yeah, we could chew bubble gum and walk. The FNM have a situation going on. And, you know, I listened to your show Tuesday past, and you gave enough reasons, rational reasons, why Pintard shouldn't be a problem with Pintard. You went through the whole 9 yards of it. And, you know, that Monday night, I had spoken to a person in the FNM, and a couple of the things that I told him were just only a couple. You came Tuesday. I spoke to him Monday night. You came Tuesday, and you lined not just a couple. You lined a number of those things up. Besides, beyond what I had said. So I am listening to people calling, and they are asking us this: this problem in the FNM is bigger than the problem in the country. I mean, I look at this administration four and a half years. They had more debt to the country than any administration in the history of this country in any 4 years. They collected more revenue than any administration in this country in 4 years. And there are very few people who see the relevance of even talking about that. I don't understand our people. I just don't get it. Look at Burkina Faso in Africa. Yeah, he was a young man, took power. Yeah, people say, oh, he took power. He's a military leader, blah, blah, blah. But he has increased the economy in that country by 43%. I don't know if we are watching and listening and looking, but behemoths need to look beyond the boundaries of this country to see what other people are doing and to either like it or dislike it. And so we need to be more critical in our thoughts. We need to be more nationalistic about our country. and stop just being partisan and letting small things misdirect our thoughts and throw us off. The statement that the former prime minister made to me, I see it as a distraction more than anything else. That's how I see it. It's a distraction, you know, and if people want to be distracted with that, that's up to them. But I hope that the people who have stayed are not distracted by it and do what's necessary. That's all I have to say.
Well, I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, all right.
All right, well, this text says, Charles Z. Davis, they will mash you up, not to be trusted. Man, that statement made by Ingram is a moot point now. Finished. It is, in fact, indeed. Nobody who enters the political arena can expect not to have negative things said about them and what have you. Apparently, that don't matter, though, because we have people who ran in this last election about whom you could say a billion trillion things and about whom a billion trillion things has been said, and they still get elected. So what difference does that make? If you have focus, you know what it is you want to achieve and you're trying to do. If you believe in your cause, you steady the way. They talk about Jesus Christ. You steady yourself and you do your work. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good day, Mr. Lang.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I hear. Listen, Mr. Lang. I feel personally like if the FNM decides that they no longer want Mr. Pintas, I feel like that would be a grave mistake on their part. Because listening to you with him last week, and he was explaining the stuff that he's doing in Marco City, I mean, anybody with half a brain would realize that he has very good managerial skills that can help this country. He has very good vision that he can use to help us all. This last election was not won with say personalities, you know. I think this is won by who give who what. You understand? Because I've seen persons myself who was out campaigning who had stacks of cash on them and asked me and my husband at one point, would we rather cash or would we rather help? I tell them I'd rather help. I don't want no cash. I could spend that in one go. Whatever little it is, was willing to give. I refused it because I wasn't trying to. That is literally selling out your country. And I say that is what's causing us. The person, somebody said it at the beginning of your show, I think, where they say, I don't know if it was a text you read or what, that the persons who voted in this last election, they didn't vote for the better of the country. They voted for personal feelings.
Well, remember, many people voted now, so you can't say that many people voted FNM, many people voted PLP. Well, I don't think you can say that many of those people just didn't. Yeah, yeah.
Because the statement by classing everybody on the same, because I voted myself too. And I didn't vote for personal reasons.
Exactly right. Exactly. Yeah, so I understand the point you begin. You know, I just don't. Yeah, go ahead.
That the majority of the people that stayed home and did not vote. I think I said this a few times to you before. We need, I don't know how or what it is we're going to do, but we need to find a way to get these people, because I've met persons as of recent who are discouraged. And I am only one person. I am not a politically savvy person. But I'm trying my best to keep them motivated.
But that's on your leadership, man. That's why your leadership exists. Your leadership has to find a way. There's no other way. Your leadership has to find a way.
The stuff that Michael Pintar did in his community, I felt like he should have allowed the FNM party as a whole to use some of that to market him. You know,
I agree with you. I agree with you that and other projects and things he did was not sufficiently known to the public. In fact, quite frankly, Michael Pintard as a person was not sufficiently known to the public. I had people who quietly said to me, "I mean, what you think about him, etc." And then I explained to them things which I knew about him. People were like, "Really, really?" But nobody knows that. So
see,
sometimes
I voted on his behalf, but I don't know him like that. And yeah. You know, I like his demeanor, and I like the fact that he's saying that he feels like he's the best. I feel like he's the best too. I feel like if they allow him to carry us through one more general election, I feel like he will do the PLP worse than Minister Dub.
Well, the Nassau Guardian said in an editorial piece that Pintard might not be the one, but there ain't nothing they got there right now, is it either?
That's not true. We have all kind of people there, that, including females. I trying to figure out why when persons calling names to look for leader, why they always looking in the man's bucket. What happened to the people? We have plenty females there. We have a good few, like Kumalase, Barnett. We have persons in there, Bartlett without Barnett, I think her name is. We have persons in there that can carry this party. It's not just the males.
But the thing about it is, listen to what you just said, because you said that can carry the party. You know, the issue is when it comes to leadership, it's not whether you can carry the party, because I promise you, in my own estimation, Michael Pintard could lead the party in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas effectively. In my estimation, he could do that, right? In my estimation. But the capacity to do so and the recognition to do so ain't the same thing in politics all the time.
Okay.
So you think Cecil Wallace Whitfield couldn't lead the FNM? Couldn't lead the Bahamas? Cecil Wallace Whitfield? Kendall Isaacs? Couldn't? Of course they could have. But for all their capacity, there was not that broad-based acceptance sufficient to do so. So
and
it's not
on
so Ellis or Komalafe, et cetera, the case isn't about capacity. The case is about popularity to do so.
True. Yeah.
And that's what matters. That's what matters in the end, right? Because you don't win elections. You win elections on popularity, even though your capacity is something you put forward helping to get you that popularity.
Yeah, that's why he needs a personal marketing person who's going to market him to the people in such a way. Let the conversation he had with you. Let somebody follow him for a week or a month and then just use that as start the day. Don't wait till the election. Start the day so it could sink in with the people so they could recognize who he is as we move forward towards the next general election.
I got you very much. Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate you calling. All right, we have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay, we lost them, seems like. This text says, afternoon, you've served in government. Obviously, why would a government not choose to pay teachers but choose to spend millions on road paving on the family islands? One is a lot more necessary than the next. Can you respond on air? Well, the choice. Why? Choice. In their estimation, the one is the more important thing. There's a choice. That's the only reason I can give. This says, I agree with the caller, Mr. Lang. 2 days ago, as I sat and listened to you, I said you are the individual to lead our country. You got a caller say that about me. Dave, this text said, we have a caller on the line? No? Okay, this text says, I really don't know your plan, sir. But please don't say never. I feel you are the man. Okay. Do we have a caller on the line? Another caller? Hey, what's up?
Well, I fair with that caller. I think he's the right man for that job. I listen to you a lot. I think he's a very smart young man.
I have a number of texts coming in like that, and I read none. Y'all ain't getting me mixed up, getting me in no problems. All right. Thanks for calling. Caller, I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off either. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. What is destroying the country is twofold: greed, clicks, cliques within the departments, organizations, churches causes division and mistrust. Okay. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I know it would be a matter of your preference, but what would be the process if you decided that you would like to rejoin the FNM, and or would be the process if the FNM would like for you to join them? This text is, quite frankly, in my opinion, for more than one reason, I think you, this text says, good afternoon, Zhivago. In my, the FNM party is too divided. I don't know when this deep division took place. Maybe when Dr. Minnis hot in stage and declared that the Ingram era was over. I don't think that just the right leader will be sufficient to get the party back on course. I think the members of the FNM party have to make the decision to come together. You got that right. Well said. Well said. They have to make that decision. Well said. Well said. Says, only Pintard for the time, on my opinion, okay? Not Komalafe, says that text. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Are you related to Mrs. Maxine Seymour? She's a very intelligent lady. I'm not, but my mother was a Seymour, but my mother was a Seymour by marriage. This text is, Lang, I am in totality with the caller. We have bigger things to deal with, leader. We have a country to deal with. This text says, laugh out loud, Honorable Minister Lang. Laugh out loud, oh my word. Say the FNM must swipe Mr. Chester Cooper and Mr. Sebastian of all people from the PLP. Minister Lang, for a moment, I thought we was a little safe. I didn't think today our blessed, beloved Mercedes-Benz driving architect buddy would be talk that crap again about the FNM seeking to swipe Mr. Sebastian or Chester Cooper from the PLP. To our Benz driving architect, laugh out loud, please stick to construction, build, design, manage politics and political strategy in the Bahamas. It's not your forte. It's the master builder. Laugh out loud. Mr. Lang, you right to tell him, when hell freezes over, do you think we can get any ice from there anytime soon? This text says, Lang is... Lang, money is powerful. You could be popular, both have no money, but have no money. Who you think will probably win? It depends. Ingram was in a man with no money when he won in 1992. Right? He was very popular, though. It says, good afternoon. You know, I tell people, for all the money you all said PLP had, all the money PLP had, all the people say, oh, he had Sebas money and this money and that money. For all the money the PLP had, the PLP didn't get as many votes this time around as they got in 2021. What happened to all that money? Problem is the FNM didn't get the votes they got in 2021. Plenty of people stayed home. All that money, and you lose votes? This text is, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. This is the lady that sent you the proof of PLP giving out money. Yeah, I remember. I sent you the physical proof. You did. Mr. Pintard's mistake was he was too stiff and not presented himself as a person he could use some Lincoln deal and Barnett Ellis social media touch. The infighting in the FNM and the PLP money, and the PLP picked some well-known people. These candidate selection we presented was lacking, says that texter. His text says, all I have to say is remember Jesus on Palm Sunday. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. I sincerely believe government actors and party supporters are hell-bent on shining light on FNM internal politics because they're failing on even providing basic resources for the citizens of the Bahamas. So that could be a good strategy, boy. If you could get the people to keep looking at the FNM and to avoid answering questions for $700 million, $120 million, $265 million, $300 million at the power company, and $8 million a month at GBGC and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's a strategy that could work. This text says, Mr. Pintard needs to be more on social media, on talk shows, and get a message that can rise this country. We are in a crisis now. This election will be decided on message from now. Oh, okay. Says, good day, and loving Lang for PM. This says, Zhivago, Andre Rollins, I think, also has the right temperament and youth to lead the FNM. Okay. Okie dokie. Boy, we got some text today. Yeah. This Texas A-line, he asked the caller, stated today that you can be the next leader PM. Oh, really? I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Your last caller mentioned we have some women in the FNM party that could probably run for leadership. That may be possible. So, but our country is not ready to accept a female to govern our country. I don't believe that, you know. I believe that the Bahamas will accept and will vote for a person who appeals sufficiently to them who is female, right? So I don't believe that. I believe that a female could become prime minister of the Bahamas and real soon. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I believe the executives or who are responsible for setting the next date for a convention ought to do it sooner than later to elevate the back and forth and speculations. It will put this saga to rest so the FNM carry on with business of the party and work towards being the next government of this country. All this talk about the leader of the party is a distraction. Well, the one thing that's true is you can settle this question by a convention, but you can do one of two things. That convention might decide, let's keep Mr. Pinta. Does that settle it for the population? That convention might decide, let's get Mr. Rawlins, let's get Mr. Crazy Thompson, and so forth. The question is, you think that by election time, they will get to be the persons who will have settled into and convinced the population that it's them? So you don't know that to be true. So what is true is you can have a convention, you can, for the time being, quell talk about who it should be because a convention would have spoken. And then you could look and see how things progress and you could determine what you want to do later on in life or if you do nothing or do the same thing. So all the same thing. But just remember this, a year in politics is a long time and all kinds of things could happen. You think 3 months, 3 months out of the FNM picking Hubert Ingraham to lead it, that anybody was thinking Hubert Ingraham would be the leader of the FNM? Anybody? You think that's a Lyndon thought when they kicked Ingraham out of the party that he would be facing a Hubert Ingraham, the leader of the Free National Movement? Man, come on, what you have to do is not be so so static, right? Politics is a dynamic business and anything can happen today, tomorrow, 2 days from now. What matters is do the right thing for yourself and the party today. That's what matters. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
Wendy's is spicing things up this summer with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger. A hot, juicy beef patty topped with spicy jalapenos, creamy ranch sauce, melted cheese, and fresh toppings for the perfect balance of cool and spicy. Every bite brings bold flavor that keeps you coming back for more. Turn up the flavor with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger at Wendy's today. Available for a limited time only.
Managing your investments just got easier with RF Bank and Trust. You can now deposit funds directly into your investment account from any local bank using your brokerage cash account number. It's simple, secure, and funds are available within 1 to 2 business days. Just log into RF Online to find your account number, add RF Bank and Trust as a payee in your preferred banking app, and send your funds directly to your RF account. To learn more, visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
At Everybody Wins Live, the winning is bigger, the action is hotter, and the excitement never stops. We're giving away thousands in cash and free spins every month through our high-paying casino tournament. From Spin-Off to Spin Rush to our high-energy slot race tournament, your next spin can turn into your next payday. But that's not all. Lottery players can chase the jackpot, where every $10 lottery spend gets you one step closer to bursting the next jackpot. Will you be our next winner? What are you waiting for? Visit Everybody Wins Live to see all the ways you can cash in.
Since 1999, Storm Frame Windows has been the name Bahamians trust for authentic, tested, impact-rated windows and doors. 26 years, zero failures during Hurricane Dorian. Somewhere, a hurricane is still filing a complaint. Protect your biggest investment. Call Storm Frame Windows at 325-6633. Storm Frame Windows, proven since 1999. undefeated ever since.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. We are all up in the F&M business today. Nassau Guardian says there was a leadership council meeting last night. I don't know that they said what happened, what took place, etc. I don't know. But somebody put the word out. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Man, I made some. I made a combination tuna and crab salad. And I just have that with a cheese salad. Man, that's just kicking. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Yeah, my two cents on it. I think the PLP is really having a lot of issues publicly, like with the electricity grid, the egg yolk program ain't really launching the amount of money they're asking. But the opposition is not capitalizing on it. It's almost like the public. It's like they're giving the opposition ammunition, but like the public is fighting these issues on their own. So there's a distrust in whether the F&M in its current state has it, and that's what people are seeing. And then, too, I think people look back in the past and they remember Menace administration. And I know people are saying, oh, that's a different, but the problem is the F&M, people still mark them. Like, some people still mark the PLP based on 25 years of Finland rule. And so I think they have to somehow distinguish themselves. I like Pintard, but I believe that, yeah, and he's a very nice person, but I don't know if either he's just too caught up with others and he can't seem to chew gum and walk, but I don't see him fighting this war. This issues with the PLP should be something that they should be able to gain traction on, capitalize on, and kind of like start shifting momentum towards them. I think if they lose this now, they're not going to have much opportunities left. And it's like a difficult fight with the PLP. The way they played the last election, the way they did was a challenge. I admit that was a challenge for anyone. And you're right that if it was the right person, they could have capitalized on it. A right leader would have been able to capitalize, know what the challenges was, and rise. That doesn't guarantee them victory. They might have gotten more seats. But I see that as an issue, and I hope that we have a stronger opposition. And losing to a third party like COI, where Lincoln Bain got so much seats, and it's much as
not
a negative
seats,
thing to
not seats,
about
not
that,
seats, not seats, not seats, not seats,
opposition.
Not seats, votes, not seats, votes in one constituency.
Would you say
you
for
said
one constituency?
Seats? Yeah, you said, Lincoln Bain got so many seats.
Sorry, not seats. Sorry, I apologize. Right, votes.
Yeah, votes in a constituency.
Right, but
in particular.
But I think they still siphon off a lot, even the lady
that's not true.
You know,
that's not true. Don't believe that. The numbers do not support that. That's not true.
And then the persons who didn't vote, and as you say too, the PLP, there were more who did not vote or voted against PLP than who voted. So the F&M was not able to capitalize or strengthen their position with those persons.
I got you, brother.
All right, I got you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Let me tell you all something. Let me tell you all something that perhaps is not picked up in our politics today. All right? If you look at it, People are getting angry and upset with the PLP government. They're angry and upset with Brave Davis in particular. And the posture of Prime Minister Davis has been this. Let them people go out there, take all kind of licks, blaming Joe Bert Colby, blaming this one and the next one for whatever goes wrong. And then he comes behind, appears to be the cleanup batter. Okay? And that works for him because he's an affable guy. He's a nice guy. And that's why his picture was on all those posters with the PLPs. But let me tell you the governing mistake people made. Don't believe, if you see Chester Cooper isn't coming to agreement with the unions, that's not because Chester Cooper isn't coming to agreement with the unions, because Chester Cooper cannot agree anything on his own with the government. The cabinet of the Bahamas and the head of the cabinet is the Prime Minister of the Bahamas has decided, no, 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 no. The Prime Minister's decided, no, 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 no. But Chester them go carry the word, and then later on, when they have another banter back and forth, Prime Minister Davis may step in and appear to be a nice, wonderful hero. But that is a misgiving. We have a cabinet government. And whatever a minister does, Joe Beth Colby or anyone, Chester Cooper, anyone else, that lands not because the buck stops with Prime Minister Davis, but because it starts with Prime Minister Davis, because he's the chairman of the cabinet. He's the one who determines what's on the agenda. And they look at these issues and he decides when a matter is concluded in the cabinet. So don't let anybody fool you. Every single issue you see out there is Prime Minister Davis's policy. Every single issue, until he changes it or otherwise. So whenever things happen under the FNM administration, they blame the Ingram. They blame the Minnis. But in this dispensation, you know what many people do? Oh, they need to get rid of Colby. They need to get rid. You think Joe Beth Colby signed that agreement with BGC by herself? Do you think Joe Beth Colby signed that agreement with Pike? Absolute nonsense. They were led by and endorsed by and were decided by Prime Minister Davis as head of the cabinet and the cabinet of the Bahamas. But we keep letting them get, we keep letting this escapism happen because see now the union, the administrators were having beef with Chester Cooper. They say ain't nothing changed. And then all of a sudden there's a picture with the Prime Minister Davis and the union. You think Prime Minister Davis did not know what was happening between Chester Cooper and them people? And come on. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Chicago.
What's going on?
I'm doing well. Let me just listen to it. You made some good comment about Michael Pintard today. And I personally feel like Michael Pintard have no place to go. Right? He didn't win the election. He was not a prime minister. Right? He didn't win the election. So he have no place to go. Right? We need to stop messing with our leaders and stuff. Give him a chance. Give him a chance. He deserves a chance. Right? Nobody knows how good they're going to be until they become prime minister. You know, let him do what he has to do.
I got you, brother. Thanks for calling. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay. This text says, all right. This text says, good day. I'm sure your doctors would have told you to try to stay away from stress. Don't mess with that. I am in remission from cancer and trying to stay away from any signs of stress. Yeah. You gotta always be considerate of that for sure. This text says, good day, sir. These can't be FNM talking like so. No matter, we can't win, my Lord. Say, but like last week, Wednesday, when I was filling up 20 bags of sand, when Mr. Pintard was on your show, I heard the plans that he was doing in Maho City and what he was going to do for the country. I stop and take a break and hear what he was saying. Man, he sounded good, and we made a mistake by not electing him, or Lincoln Dean says that text him. His text says, Honorable Minister Lang, tell those folks they are wrong. A woman can indeed one day truly become Prime Minister of the Bahamas, but just for the sake of being a woman, just to say it is a woman, the right person, the right leader. I agree with you 100%. Said, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Using your own metric of capacity and popularity, you seem to be the best option. This text is, one of your texts was absolutely right regarding the FNM's lackluster lineup of candidates. When I saw what I saw was scores of party executives and officers who endeared themselves to pin pad for nominations. But the party did very little to attract new blood and energy. A bunch of tenured party faithfuls will not get the job done. Wow. Okie dokie. All right, we're going to take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this final break.
The power goes out, and suddenly everything stops. No fan, no AC, no cold drinks, no comfort. But it doesn't have to be that way. With 100% financing on generators and solar panels, Bank of the Bahamas will help you keep your home powered and your family comfortable. So don't sweat the next outage. Visit bankbahamas.com today and get the solution you need now. Stay powered with BOB, your bank of solutions.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza. Stop by today and explore.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's global medicine program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call in these last few moments, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. From Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. All right, I guess. This text says, good afternoon. Good afternoon. I like Pinta, but he need Dr. Rollins' fire to go with his character, okay? This text says Rollins crazy deal, FNM woman, no. Said disagree with the caller, okay? This text says, Selang, I love your analogy of the cabinet and who is the boss of the decisions that are made there. The people need to catch sense and put the blame on where it belongs, which is on Brave Davis. I'll like tell you one thing. That's a little bit of superpower that is existing right now is that Mr. Davis gets to appear to be not the man responsible. But he did say the buck stops with him. His text says, Mr. Pintard has demonstrated he can win the hearts of PLPs in his constituency in a swing. So when the national swing comes, he will do it. I believe Mr. Pintard is the most experienced, proven record in his constituency and was faced with undesirable circumstances of an election riddled with ego, bribery, and political skullduggery. Christie, two losses, two wins. Ingram, one loss, two wins. Losing is not a disqualifying issue. Mr. Pintard will be the next PM of the Bahamas, says that texter. This text says, lying the sad thing about these elections, Minish lost because he saved lives and Brave won because he kept millions from us. Who is better? So Mr. Lang sounds yummy, delicious. Your combination of gourmet tuna and gourmet cheese salad mix, you think it is it ready for your peas soup and dumpling? No. So the Honorable Minister Lang, folks want you. Okay. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. A lot of Pinta candidates were bad choices. This is why he definitely lost. Okay. His text says, oh, they got on the app. Good. By the way, this text was telling me that they have a power outage, according to BPL now in Windsor Field, Tropical Garden, Charlottesville, Airport Industrial Park, Stapleton Gardens, Millennium Gardens, West Grove, and surrounding areas. Says situation in Seaview Drive, West Grove. So she was listening in the car. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your dedication. A political analysis really has to be performed devoid of emotionalism. Doesn't mean you won't have emotions, but the analysis itself has to seek to use evidence, whether those are numbers or other metrics, or there's some qualitative information that could be found to find out what is going on. Now, in the business of politics, you lose, you catch the hell. That's how it goes. You win, you catch the heaven. That's how it goes. Dr. Minnis won in 2017, and you couldn't tell him it wasn't because of him that the FNM won. Couldn't tell him that. And to be honest with you, you could tell him it wasn't him, but why would it matter? He won. He was the leader of the party, right? So in the same way, when you lose, you catch that hell, right? Now, can you persuade the first instance, the job for Mr. Pintard is to persuade the people some people might ask him to resign. That makes their job easy. The ones who want him gone, that makes their job easy. He resigns. They might appeal to, in our conventional system, we do this. And we done abandoned convention on all kinds of things in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Right? So they may want him to do their job for him by resigning. If he does not decide to resign, well, the task is, can you convince enough people who might show up at a convention that you're the person? And he can make that judgment himself. Listen to me. One of the things I believe in totally is be real with yourself. Listen, let other people fool themselves. You might even go fool some other people, but boy, don't fool yourself. Woman, don't fool yourself. See things for what they are. Try to get as clear a picture as you can. And you make your decisions on the basis of that picture. That's the bottom line. When people doubt you, if you can see a clear enough picture that says, I'm going to get this done, move on, move forward, hell with anything else. If you see a picture that says, I can't, and people telling you, oh, yeah, you should. No, don't listen to them. You do the honorable thing for your organization. It works both ways. But you see that picture. You and to be able to have your mind and heart clear enough to see it. Right? That matters in life and in leadership. It says, Lang, I tired telling Nassau people I could lend the power drop. I could lend the power drop cord from free. Is that what you're trying to say? So good afternoon, Zhivago. I believe if the elections were held September and not in May, knowing what I now know now, the PLP would be in trouble. Yes, someone would definitely believe that. The COI and their moral victories are the PLP's saving grace. 11 more seats for the FNM if COI votes went to the torch. Check the numbers. Yeah, but you worrying about if the TOI votes went to the torch. The COI got the bulk of votes that have been voting independent for the last several elections. So those are not FNM votes. Yes, they are independent and third-party votes. Why wouldn't you rather say if a third of the people who stayed home had come out and voted FNM, the FNM would have won the election. You go on to the COI. One-third of the 60,000 people who voted would be over 20,000 people. The COI ain't get 20,000 votes. Why would you not say if the people who stay at home, of a third of them had come out and voted FNM, they could win? You trying to blame it on the COI, which only picked up a couple of thousand more votes than the DNA and all them independent candidates would have gotten in times past? That's not analysis, man. That's not analysis. Look at the numbers again. It's Texas, Mr. Lang. Let the FNM go into elections. Michael Pintar will become the next prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. The PLP and Mr. Davis is not it. What's happening now is all a part of the war. They need to get new face. I agree, but I know in my heart that he would have been a better leader than Mr. Davis, says that texter. Boy, in human affairs, winning and losing are serious, serious arbiter of how you're looked upon. Winning and losing. And today, people with you, because you're winning, you're the man. Tomorrow, they're not with you. Dr. Hubert Minnis was the leader of the Free National Movement. When it got 95,000 plus votes in an election, 95,000 votes. No party and no political leader had ever presided over that number of votes for itself in the history of the Bahamas. None. Same man went to the electorate in his constituency last election and he didn't get his deposit back. Politics should be an unforgiving business. But it ain't unforgiving when you are prepared to think soberly about what the deal is. And using that yardstick, make your way. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today, and God spares life. We will be back with you tomorrow. Y'all have a fantastic afternoon. Come take my hand, come take my hand.